But and then special teams and the turnovers. I mean, all that stuff's been hurting us, and I mean, it's nothing really they're doing. It's mostly just what we're doing ourselves.
I mean, because there are a lot of people looking around saying, if this team can't beat a backup quarterback, there's something wrong.
Exactly, I know, and I mean, you're right. Carson wasn't out there, and yeah, it doesn't look too good.
Did you guys prepare for Carson, or did you prepare for?
You know what?
At this point, by the time you find out,
I didn't know. I didn't know Carson wasn't playing until we got back. Sorry, until we got back out here from our pregame, and then I saw a number 3's out. So I didn't even know that. But our coach says like we're not going to change our calls. So, I mean, we're preparing for the offense, not the quarterback. Unless they have like a Johnny Manziel to where a guy that can run, then of course we'll probably put in some other stuff.
Can you talk about the defensive holding penalties? I mean, last week it seemed like you guys were maybe a little better,
yeah. But
this week it was kind of back to a lot of calls and some of them hurt you today.
I don't even know what to say about them. I mean, the refs already. We've already been warned by our coaches and the refs that they're going to be calling it. They're going to be calling that, and they're going to be strict on that rule. So we just gotta get better and practice good habits. I heard some of the calls were it could have went both sides, but then I think the refs did a good job with letting us play, because I feel like I was very physical at the line, and I was always looking at the ref like, hey, like I know I'm close, but am I good? He said, yeah, you are. Just relax. So just having that dialogue with the ref and them letting me know how close I am.
So in your mind, you guys don't feel like you were hard done by the refs at all?
No. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to look at the film. I think they had a call on me, and I think that was pretty legit. But I don't know about any other calls. I didn't see them.
In the offseason, talked to a lot of you guys about that, and you said, like, we're not going to change our style of play. You definitely don't feel like you need to change your style at all. You can keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, no. And it's not like it's a new rule. It's just a heavily enforced rule. So it's always been in college. I used to bump guys down at 15 until the ball was out here. It's 5, and you're done. They were just lenient on it. And then now this year, there's a lot more emphasis on it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I think that's one of the things that seemed to do you guys in today. It was the little things all along.
I don't know, man. I think the coaches have been doing a great job. Like no lie, just with giving us the right plays, putting us in the right positions. Because everything they did, we repped them at practice. Same with last week. Everything Detroit did, like it's nothing new. We've seen like they've called the right calls. So I know Coach Field's doing like an amazing job. I think everything is on us. Like if a big play busts, it's we probably miss the assignment or it's our leverage. And we made a huge emphasis on that this past week. And now we have to, do it again. For example, like that long run that number 20 broke on me. That was just leverage. I got to close down quicker. And coach has been making the emphasis all week, and I missed it. I missed it this play, but I corrected it later in the game.